Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's longish quick tip is about luggage tags. It comes from an email from Tony from Pennsylvania. He writes, I've been listening to your podcast for a while now and have picked up a lot of great tips. You might have covered this in the past, but what are your thoughts on luggage tags while traveling? Most of mine is by air. First of all, I carry on my luggage all the time, so if it's ever out of my possession, it's either 1. Misplaced, or 2. It was stolen. I know better than to expose my full name and home address on the tag, and I usually shy away from using my home phone as well. I include my first name and last initial and use my cell number since that's always with me and never in one of the bags. I think it's a good tip to point out to your listeners as the summer travel season kicks up. But is there something I'm missing that will either expedite the return of my bag should I misplace one or make it tougher for the bad guy to track down my home while I'm away? Most of my bags have business cards inside them as well, but the address is my work address, and he names a city, and I work from home in Pennsylvania, so I don't see that as a major risk as long as my company would decline to give someone my address if they call looking to send me something. Thanks in advance, and keep up the great work. Well, thank you, Tony. First, your employer should never give out your personal information to anyone who asks for it without a subpoena. If they do, sue the heck out of them. That is a serious privacy violation. Next, I am a frequent flyer. On my preferred airline of American Airlines, I currently have close to 600,000 frequent flyer miles. And I'm not endorsing American, but I've been with their program since the mid-1980s, and I'm kind of stuck with them. They're good, but not the best, and they keep me happy, so I have no complaints. I will say this, though. Upgrading to business class on every flight using my miles does make me happy. Now, when it comes to luggage tags, I have two types. The first type is the one that I just fill out. And here's the information that I put on them. I put my first initial and my full last name. This is so it can be identified and confirmed easily. I also include my cell phone number. Now, the reason for this is that it's always with me, so if the bag is lost on my way to the destination, they can reach me and they won't be calling my empty home. And third, I include my home country. Now, this is because I do travel internationally, and if they want to call my cell, I want to make certain that they use the proper country code if they try to reach me. The second type of luggage tag is far more expensive and most people won't use it. Because I travel as much as I do, I'm a member of the Admirals Club. Now, all major airlines have these clubs that anyone can join. They provide a private lounge, free drinks, workstations, Wi-Fi connections, newspapers, nice bathrooms, and in some of the larger airports, even showers. When you have a long layover or a flight delay, it is a much nicer place to wait it out. An annual membership is usually a few hundred dollars, and you can bring immediate family and a guest. Now, the reason I bring all of this up is that they also provide luggage tags. And these tags are actually pretty secure. They are pre-printed and only display your name and the club logo. So if your bag is lost or misdirected, the security just contacts the club to let them know that your bag has been found, and then the club, which has access to all of your information, has your bags delivered by an airline representative. If the bag is stolen, all they have is your name. A few other people have expressed concern over unsavory types obtaining your home address while you're traveling, either from your luggage or from your hotel receipts. My only real concern about that would be for identity theft. Your real risk is if someone steals your bags as you're leaving on your trip, so that you would be away for a length of time and that they knew it. If someone steals your bags while you're at your destination, it's unlikely that they will travel a great distance to rob your home. Possible? Yes, but highly unlikely. Now, if they steal your bags as you're leaving or upon your return and you have your house keys or car keys in them, then you're setting yourself up for some serious nastiness. You should always protect your personal information when you travel. I would also not put my house or car keys in my checked luggage. I always carry mine in a secure pocket in my carry-on bag. If someone gets your home address in another city, another state, or another country, it is bad, but it's not a huge problem from a property theft point of view, other than the loss of your actual items. It's more of a long-term risk in the form of identity theft. Now, again, I would not hand out my home address, but if someone came across it in a distant land, I wouldn't lose a whole lot of sleep over it. The risk is not non-existent, but it is pretty low. Okay, so if I'm not overly concerned about someone getting my home address while I'm in another city, why keep it off my luggage tag? It goes again to that vulnerability point as you are leaving. As I said before, you cannot trust all employees of any establishment, it doesn't matter who it is. Your bags are handled by who knows how many people as they're being loaded onto the plane. Also, there could be people just wandering the airport looking at luggage tags and taking pictures with their phones, looking for addresses in expensive neighborhoods. So here's an example. There's Jane Johnson of a Beverly Hills address with a Louis Vuitton luggage, and she's obviously traveling with her entire family on vacation. That sounds like a big score, doesn't it? That is why you don't put your home address on your luggage tag. And that will do it for this week. And again, thanks to Tony for sending in his question. And as always, don't forget that we have a 20% discount on subscriptions to Taekwondo Times magazine. Just enter the promo code of PRACDEF01 at checkout. The subscription to the print edition of the magazine includes digital copies as well. You can find the promo code and a link in the show notes. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.